Trends at 10 podcast brought to you by First Flight Agency. I'm your host, Keith Borshak, creative director at First Flight, and I'm going to be talking about trends in advertising and marketing and how to put them into some perspective and hopefully take a little bit of the mystery out of them. I'm joined in studio today with Frank Daniels.
Producer Frank.
Hello, Producer Frank. For those of you who aren't yet familiar with First Flight, we are an award-winning omni-channel advertising agency with a concentration in brand revitalization. God, so many terms. Sometimes I think our business thrives on new terminology, just so we have something new to sell, or just to rekindle interest in a topic that falls by the wayside. I don't know, but there's so much of it out there, and if you're anything like me, you get a little angst-ridden when you feel as though you're not keeping up with the latest terminology. And again, the terminology is driven by trends. Hopefully in this podcast, we're going to be taking a look not only at trends, but what they mean to you as maybe a brand manager or an advertiser or marketer, client, whoever. Maybe you're working in an ad agency somewhere writing copy. But having a firm grasp of the within reason, the latest technological terms, the latest trend terms, is kind of important because you want people around you to feel as though you're a student of the business and you know what you're talking about. I had mentioned that First Flight Agency is a true omni-channel advertising agency, which, to my point, is really nothing new. There was for a long, long time in advertising, ad agencies would describe themselves as full service. I think maybe around sometime in the 90s, we started to hear multi-channel advertising agencies because ad agencies realized there was something looming called the internet that was going to have available a whole bunch of new platforms and things you could do that fell outside of just service-related things in advertising. And ultimately, I'm glad about full-service agency going by the wayside. I've never felt as though I'm in a service business. I like to think I'm in a manufacturing business because I make things, designs, websites, logos, that sort of thing. And again, we're going to be talking about trends. And in the reading I've done recently, I'd say in the last few months, I'm seeing an emerging trend that may get a lot of traction because of some things that are happening outside of the creative circle. There are some things programmatically and some things happening that are driven by powerful brands like Google that are going to have, I think, a real impact on how consumers in particular view themselves and their relationship to different brands. And I say it matters because Google is in the midst of pushing us toward a cookie-less future. And most people know what cookies are if you're online. A lot of companies will require you to allow cookies on your computer so that you can be, as an individual, so that you can be tracked. And that notion, obviously, in the media world has gotten some notoriety because not everybody behaves themselves really well. And there are always going to be bad actors and people tracking consumers online for any number of different reasons. But Google's push to have no third party participants in that food chain is important for a bunch of reasons. I think most the biggest advantage that brands are going to be able to maybe communicate as a part of their communication strategy to consumers is going to be that we actually care whether or not you're comfortable with how much we know about you as an individual, what websites you frequent, what type of stuff you buy, what do you watch, what do you listen to, all those things. I think that brands are usually pretty quick to spot trends and say, how can we use this to prove something to the consumer that they are going to really like? And I don't think anybody would argue with me that, you know, a brand who can say, we genuinely care about how you feel interacting with our brand when you're online. That's got some weight to it, and I think you're going to see more and more of it. So that overall trends of brands going to greater lengths to gain the trust of consumers by showing that, you know, caring about consumers and their comfort level with their relationship to the brand actually matters to them. One thing to fall out of that bit of trendiness that I noticed was, again, another term, and you're probably going to be hearing it more and more, especially as the concept of cookies and tracking and individual tracking is of consumers is concerned. There's something called Phlox, which I had never heard of. FLOCS. And that stands for Federated Learning of Cohorts. So, interesting name, but basically what it means now is that if we keep going down this path of no more cookies, you're not going to be tracked as an individual per se, but you will probably be lumped into a larger group of cohorts that Google and any number of consumer brands will still be able to say, well, we know who's buying your product. We know why they're buying it. We know how often they buy it, all those things, without it being such an invasive thing to individuals. And I think, again, that's going to be a touch point, kind of an emotional touch point for consumers. That's going to have a real effect on how they feel about the brands that they buy from. And don't forget, if you'd like to know a little more about First Flight Agency, head to firstflightagency.com.